This year, Jeff King signed up for both of Alaska's 1,000-mile sled dog races. Over the years, he says he's seen other dog teams improve after their first 1,000-miler.
This one wasn't going to make them stronger. This one's going to need recovery.
When King left the Pelly Crossing checkpoint, temperatures were frigid, between minus 30 and minus 40 degrees. And that was still the case when he reached the Stepping Stone hospitality stop.
After 16 hours of being a Stepping Stone, I fully expected to leave. I also expected the temperature not to go down to the lowest I had seen since I arrived. And when I stepped out on the porch at 6 a.m., it was 47 below zero.
When King first started running the Yukon Quest in the mid-1980s, those temperatures were the norm. But he says that was never fun for him.
I don't think fun is the word. No, I don't think it was fun. I think I shared the mentality of wanting to be the toughest.
King says he's changed after 40 years of working with sled dogs.
I love having a fast dog team that loves me. And nothing anymore will tempt me into jeopardizing that.
He's used to running teams that move down the trail between 8 and 10 miles an hour. But sub-zero temperatures slowed dog teams to nearly half that as they approached Dawson City.
I don't need another trophy. I don't need a paycheck. I want to have fun, and that was not fun.
King says his dogs are recovering well. He also says had the weather been warmer, the race's outcome could be different.
But I don't expect any of the teams that make it the whole way to be very competitive again this year, be my guest.
King admits that prior to the race, he confided in close friends that he planned to scratch if conditions were too hard on his dog team. He won't say for sure if he plans to return for another quest. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Dawson City.